and hygiene products in a sign of growing desperation. UN officials called it worrying. Lala Alifassan's daughter and family, who are British nationals, are trapped there.
I feel very, very helpless as a parent. You know, as a mother, you're there for your children whenever they need you. But in this instance, I feel absolutely helpless, and that kind of heightens the pain.
Two people have been arrested after a woman was seriously injured in a suspected dog attack in North Tyneside. Northumbria police officers were called to an address in the Sydney Grove area of Wall's End around 11 last night. A joy to many, a comedy genius and a sweet, troubled soul. Just some of the tributes being paid to Friends actor Matthew Perry, who's died aged 54. It's understood he drowned in a jacuzzi at his home in Los Angeles. An investigation is now underway. People living in the southwest are being warned of significant coastal flooding with heavy rain and strong winds. The Environment Agency has issued 72 flood warnings as the latest band of bad weather hits the UK. Sport now, and the Manchester Derby is taking place at Old Trafford. Peter Smith is watching United versus City.
And City lead by a goal to nil. They've never had a penalty at Old Trafford in the Premier League era. The referee, Paul Tinney, was encouraged to consult his monitor to view that from a free kick into the box, Haaland and Peter Rodri, with Haaland taking the responsibility from 12 yards for his 10th goal of the season in the Premier League. United nil, City 1.
Liverpool beat Nottingham Forest 3-0. Aston Villa 3-1 winners at home to Luton in the Scottish Premiership. Rangers trail Hearts 1-0. And England have suffered yet another heavy defeat at the Cricket World Cup, this time to hosts India. That's the latest. I'm Kevin Gover.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM, proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
And here's your weather for Sunday, the 29th of October. Tonight, it's going to be dry and clear across the northern parts of the region, with further showers continuing overnight across the south, perhaps reaching the eastern coast at times as well. There's a chance of thunder tonight, and the minimum temperature will be 8 degrees. Monday morning, we're going to be waking up to a generally dry and bright day with some sunny spells. Whoop, whoop. There is a risk of short, sharp showers developing later on in the day, though, but the winds will be largely light, with maximum temperatures a balmy 15 degrees for this time of year. And that's your weather.
Weather on Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
On 98 FM and online, this is Phoenix FM.
Hello and welcome to the arts programme on Phoenix FM on this really cold and windy and wet day in October. It's the last Sunday of October. It's just me in the studio today, actually. We're approaching the end of this month, which means only one thing, doesn't it? Halloween is round the corner next week, and then from the 1st of November, I think all bets are off. It is officially Christmas season, so I'm very excited about that, as you can tell. We've got lots coming up this November and December, lots to tell you about, lots to keep you all entertained, not just on the arts programme, but across the whole of the region and beyond as well. So today we're looking at some of the audiobooks, books, podcasts, things to get you into the wintry spirit. And we've got a playlist of spooky songs, of course, although I don't think I'm going to be able to beat the howling that we've just heard from Vicky and Paul. Thank you very much for that. But things to get you ready for Halloween on Tuesday evening. Are you looking forward to it? Have you got your decorations up? Are you a Halloweeny person? We've not gone out all Halloween this year, I have to say, but I am going to get the sweets in because it is quite a Halloweeny, trick-or-treaty street that I live in. We've got lots of news and views from the world of culture as well. So let's get started the show. I'm Claire, and this is the Arts Programme on Phoenix FM.
Hey folks, begging your pardon. Excuse me, sorry to barge in. Now let's skip the tears and start on the whole, you know, being dead thing. You're doomed, enjoy the singing. The sword of Damocles is swinging. And if I hear your cell phone ringing, I'll kill you myself. The whole being dead thing. Death can get a person stressed. We should have carpe'd way more deals. Now we're never gonna see them. I can show you what comes next, so don't be freaked. Stay in your seats. I do this bullshit like 8 times a week. So just relax, you'll be fine. Drink your $50 wine and take a breath.
Welcome to a show about death.
You're gonna be fine on the other side. Die, you're all gonna die, you're all gonna die.
I'll be your guide to the other side.
Going full disclosure, it's a show about death.
Everybody gets on fine here, like Rogers, Hart, and Hammerstein here. The women's bathroom has no line here. Just pee where you want. The whole being dead thing. You're just gonna love the folks here. Yeah, I know you're woke, but you can take a joke here. And every show I do like a ton of coke here. The whole being dead thing. Nobody is bulletproof.
I work out. I eat clean.
Jesus, pass the Dramamine. Time to face the brutal truth. Cause we're all on a hit list. Might not live till Christmas. Choked to death on Triscuits. Hey, that's just statistics. So take a little break here. Kinda like a wake here. The scenery is fake here. But there's a giant stake here.
Welcome to a show about death.
You're gonna be fine.
Though this is a show about death,
it's taboo, but it's always something new. There's something medical professionals can do, so maybe just believe.
If you die while listening to this album, it's still gonna keep playing.
There's no destiny or fate, just a terrifying waste. Group of people that you hate, and on a certain day the universe kills you.
That's the thing with life, no one makes it out alive.
It's awful, ain't it tragic? Blah, blah, Bible, Jesus, magic.
When you're dead, who gives a shit? No Pilates, no more yoga, namaste, you freaking posers. From the cradle to cremation, death just needs a little conversation. I have mastered the art of tearing convention apart. So how about we all make a start on the
That was Alex Brightman with the whole thing about being dead thing from Beetlejuice the musical, as I'm sure you guessed. It's Broadway's screamingly good musical comedy, and it's now haunting houses across the whole of the US as it embarks upon its first UK tour. It's based, obviously, on Tim Burton's dearly beloved film Beetlejuice. I've said it twice now, I have to be careful. And it tells the story of Lydia Dietz, a strange and unusual teenager whose whole life changes when she meets a recently deceased couple and a demon with a thing for stripes. With the irreverent book, an astonishing set, and a score that is kind of out of this world, I'm going to say it for the third time, Beetlejuice. It's okay, we're all right. Is a feast for the eyes and the soul. And under the surface, it is a bit of a kind of a touching show about family, love, and making the most of every day. And the music and lyrics were by Australian musical comedian Eddie Perfect, and the book of the musical was by Scott Brown and Anthony King. We heard there Alexander Brightman, who is an American actor, singer, comedian, and writer best known for his work in musical theatre. He was Dewey Finn in the musical adaptation of School of Rock on Broadway, and also obviously he's the title character in Beetlejuice the musical. Sophia Ann Caruso has been cast in the role of Lydia Dietz, and she won a Theatre World Award for that. She also plays Sophie in The School for Good and Evil, that was in 2022, if you've seen that one. It is rumoured now. This is the exciting thing. Beetlejuice the musical is rumoured to be opening in London's West End in 2024. I can't find anything else on the internet other than that rumour that it might be coming next year. Nothing about dates, nothing about venues, nothing about casting, nothing. There's just enough people that are saying it's rumoured to come to the West End. So fingers crossed, I will definitely be going to see that if it does. So what else has been happening this week? Well, we've been at the kind of tail end of half term for some. Some people had it the week before. But it's also been the Chelmsford Science Festival that happened over last weekend, through the week and through half term as well. And I attended some of the talks, which were really interesting. I went to one last Monday, which was all about organisational psychopaths. Really interesting talk. Did you see the World of Family Fun activities across Chelmsford in the half term? Not just at ARU, but also within the city centre. Throughout the city centre, actually, in lots of different venues, there were some giant inflatables, which replicated the eight planets of the solar system and displayed in lots of the local businesses there. There was a trail as well to complete so that you could learn the order of the planets and discover some more hidden surprises along the way. It was a huge success, so well done to ARU and the whole team behind that festival. It was really brilliant. Lots and lots of creativity in that festival. And we look forward to hearing more about the plans for next year, fingers crossed. What else have I been doing this week? Well, Uncanny has dominated my week once again. You can tell it's a familiar theme on the arts programme. I would absolutely give anything to get Danny Robbins onto this show. Maybe we'll try. But I finished all the uncanny opportunities that there are so far up to this week. So we've got episodes on TV, we've got podcasts, we've also got a book. And I think there's a couple more podcasts to come, but there's also a live tour to come. And actually on Monday, Danny Robbins is in Southend as part of the live tour. Couldn't get tickets into there, so I'm waiting till November the 9th, I think it is, to go and see him live at Cambridge Junction, which I'm very excited about as well. If you don't know anything about Danny Robbins and the Uncanny podcast, the Uncanny whole kind of megalith that it is now, you must have been living under a rock for the last couple of years. But it is a series which investigates ghostly phantoms to UFOs to everything in between. And Danny Robbins, his kind of background is a journalist, and he looks at real life stories of paranormal and alien encounters and tries to answer the question of whether ghosts do exist. And he's constantly torn in himself and in his investigation between wanting to believe but also feeling quite skeptical, but he's a desperate believer. It's kind of really interesting, and I know we've talked about this a bit before on the show, but I am really fascinated about how this has kind of gripped not just the UK but beyond. This is kind of a global phenomenon, and if you've seen any of the Uncanny live episodes that he does on the podcast episodes when he also does them live on Twitter, or now we have to call it X, then the kind of the follow along capacity of social media is quite something, and it's very much global. He started off with a kind of original podcast back in 2021, which was the Battersea Poltergeist. That was a huge hit, followed up quickly by The Witch Farm, which was a creepy investigation into a haunted remote farmhouse in Wales. These are all true stories that he's investigating. And then he's now made three series of Uncanny, which has lots of smaller stories all pulled together. And he interviews people who claim to have had this paranormal experience and scrutinizes their stories along with his expert parapsychologists and also non-believers. So there is some kind of science behind it as well. And actually, one of the interesting things about the podcast and about the book and the TV series is you do get to learn a lot about other things as well. So other things in terms of the kind of science behind it and some of the conditions that the human mind puts you in. So there's lots of things about things like sleep paralysis and, you know, what that might make you feel. And he kind of goes, Benny Robbins goes on and tries out where possible some of the sort of more scientific experiments. And he was doing one on the TV show where they were talking about people who feel this, what sleep paralysis actually feels like. And to replicate that, he had to wear this kind of bodysuit of weights so that he felt that he couldn't move his body. And it's this really weird state of subconsciousness where the signals going to your body to move are not functioning, they're not clicking. So your body is asleep, but your mind wakes up, or your body and the signals between your mind and your body are not working because you're in this kind of really weird half conscious state, but you can be quite awake. But what happens in those instances is the brain tries to compensate or overcompensate, if you like, for the fact that the body's not able to move. And then sometimes, because the brain's overcompensating for that, that's how some people feel that they have this sense of floating above or being, this was the explanation of levitation. How can somebody actually levitate? How can somebody say that they are levitating or feeling that levitating? And one of the scientific arguments for that is sleep paralysis, because it can give you that kind of hallucination of you're levitating and moving because your brain is desperately telling your body to move and your body can't move. It's really kind of fascinating. If you're interested in the kind of science as well and the kind of psychology and you know, how the brain works, it's actually quite interesting, a program for that. But of course, not only has he written the podcast and he's now brought it to TV and these kind of three series of Uncanny is now on, he's also wrote a play, 222, A Ghost Story. So you can definitely tell the way that he presents the show, either on, you know, in as a podcast or in TV. He's quite a theatrical person. And I saw 222, A Ghost Story as well. And it was really cool. It was really, really good. I think he's now got that, the rights to take that out to America. I think it's going to go to Broadway. I think he's also he talked about in his new book that he's also released. He's talked about the rights to the film of the Battersea Poltergeist. So, you know, and when he wrote the Battersea Poltergeist, when he wrote that podcast back in 2021, he was talking about at the time it was a bit of a make or break for him. He was literally down to his last fiver, and nothing was working. Like other jobs that he was doing, they weren't working out. He couldn't quite get to. He was kind of writing for other shows, for comedy shows, and, you know, Mock the Week and things like that. And nothing was really working for him, and he wasn't getting enough work. And he was literally down to, you know, the pennies and pounds in his wallet, and the Battersea Poltergeist just kind of changed all of that. So he's definitely been on a huge journey himself. But I just wanted to talk about why now? Like, why is this really important now? And why has he become so famous? Well, you know, others have done this before him, but he's doing this from an investigative journalism perspective. So he's not doing this from, you know, like we've had in the past, Derek Acora, who was then kind of vilified as being a hoax and all that kind of stuff. So, like, what is it about now? And is there something specific about this kind of period in history where people want to believe in the paranormal? And I think if you start looking at the rise in interest in the paranormal over the last few years, perhaps it's about perfect timing, because, you know, we've had the Battersea Poltergeist, which was a 1950s real life experience of a story of a girl who believed she was being haunted in her house and her family, and lots of kind of new evidence and lots of evidence became available from January 2021. And then he kind of released that just as we were going through the COVID lockdown. So it's kind of not surprising that this has all happened at a time when, you know, there's been this huge global fear and speculation about COVID. And if you compare that to why is this happening now and has this happened before, if you compare that to other periods in history when ghost stories, witches, aliens, you know, have gripped our imaginations and our lives, there's lots of well-documented facts about how at different points in our world history, these things have occurred when other global or local challenges have been happening. So if you look at the periods after the First and Second World Wars, when people use paranormal as a way of processing what had happened through war and the, you know, the catastrophe of war and what had happened to people individually, and so much loss and so much visibility of death. I think that's another kind of really big part of this, and the kind of chaos of all of that, to the present day, of course, when, you know, we've also got that kind of, you know, the sort of, well, we had that sort of potentially deadly global pandemic, and we've also got things like climate and economic crisis and wars in Ukraine and now in Gaza, as well as some of those kind of fraught years around the kind of political and economical instability of the country and of the world. So it's kind of not surprising that when you think about that context that we're all going through and living through, we're reaching for those paranormal answers to our problems. So when you look at the points when horror becomes really popular as a genre, you can see things like, you know, in the Jacobean times, there's lots of kind of demon-filled dramas and poetry and music. And then you've got witches in the 16th, 17th century, right up to kind of, you know, movies of the 60s, post-Cold War, all of that kind of stuff, all of the kind of alien sightings and all that sort of stuff. It really does feel like it's when there are these kind of extremes that society is going through, the more extreme it needs to be, the more that art needs to reflect and resonate and help us understand what these tragedies that we're all going through. So I think it's really interesting, and I probably would like to do a whole show on this. Me and Natalie are going to have to come back to this one. But I can definitely recommend his new book, Into the Uncanny. I have now, I'm an audiobook fiend. I love listening to books, and I've listened to it, and he's narrating it, and it's really great to hear him talking about his life and actually talking about some of the experiences that he had, which have really brought him to question whether or not he believes in ghosts, but also questioning, you know, what happened to him. He had this huge panic attack when he was a student, and he actually believed that he was dying because of the impact on what was happening to him physically as well as mentally. You know, his heart was his absolutely, you know, beyond racing, really believing that he was having a heart attack on the kitchen floor kind of thing. And that kind of has really framed his thinking about, you know, the closeness that he felt to what death might feel like in that moment. So that's really driven a lot of his writing, and he talks about that a lot in the book Into Uncanny. So you really do get that kind of sense of his journey of self-discovery as well, and what it kind of explores, what paranormal means to all of us. But also you do get to kind of hear the man behind the book a bit more. So there's a kind of chapter in each book is a new case story that hasn't been shared before. They're modern day, they're real life ghost stories. But actually, one of the things I found most scary in his book was his description of a holiday that he went on with his then girlfriend. And he was talking about, he has a fear of heights, and he was talking about having to go into this kind of deserted island, and you can only get there by boat, and you can only get there in certain weather conditions. And they managed to get there even though the weather conditions were turning, and they had to walk up the side of this cliff to get to the top. And I can't remember, there's a church or a lighthouse or something on the top that he was going to look at. And he was kind of okay going up, which a lot of people with fear of heights are kind of okay going up, but coming down is a different story. And when he came down, he was having a panic attack when he was coming down, and he was kind of, and the way that he described that, I was listening it to the car in the car on my way back from work, and I had to pull over because I was so with him on that journey down that rocky cliff face, that the way that he was describing it, my heart was racing, and I had to pull over and just stop and listen to that bit. But anyway, I really loved it. So from poltergeist and apparitions to UFOs and messages from beyond the grave, Into the Uncanny is really thrilling, adrenaline-filled supernatural adventure. You can decide whether you're team believer or team skeptic. You can play along with that if you want to. But you do get to hear more about his life and motivations for ghost hunting. So you can get to hear some of the, you know, the gaps behind the man behind Uncanny. Anyway, let's get on with our music playlist for this week. Lots of spooky songs to get us going into Halloween. So we're going to have, what we're going to have first? We're going to have Werewolves of London. This one's next.
Soho in the rain. He was looking for the place called Lee Ho Fooks. Gonna get a big dish of beef chow mein. Kitchen door. Better not let him in. Little old lady got mutilated late last night. Werewolves of London again. Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Ah-hoo, werewolves of London. Saw Lon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw Lon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw werewolves drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's, and his hair was perfect.
Phoenix FM.
This little cottage came to market. This stylish flat made a home. This country house had hundreds of steps, whilst this bungalow had none. And this little semi said, "Me, me, me, make me your home."
Whatever your property requirements, Beresford's have it covered. To book your free valuation, pop into one of our 17 branches across Essex and into Greater London, or visit beresfords.co.uk.
The elements influence us each year, whether it's heat in summer or cold in winter. At JWD, we can take care of all your heating and air conditioning needs at a reasonable price, with finance available through our partners Can Do if required. Our engineers give their promise to be clean and tidy whilst carrying out works to the highest standard. Give us a call on 0776 009 239 or visit our social media pages at JWD Heating.
Do you or someone you know have a drug problem?
Talk to someone that has been there.
Narcotics Anonymous is a group of recovering addicts that has found a new way to live without the use of drugs.
For a confidential chat or to find your local meeting, call 0300 999 1212 or visit our website ukna.org.
Take the first step to recovery.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer. Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
And obviously that was The Specials with Ghost Town. And as I was sitting here doing my social media and had the headphones on, and Nigel just came into the studio and scared the life out of me. So very much after that conversation about Uncanny and ghosts and various other things, oh, my heart's still pumping. It's working. It's all good. So, and before that, we had Warren Zevon with Werewolves of London. Lovely stuff. There's lots of events to tell you about because there's loads of stuff happening. There's always lots of things happening in this run-up to the winter season. There's fireworks night. There's obviously lots of, if you're into the whole Halloween and trick-or-treating things, lots of things going on. But there's also Panto to be thinking about. So let's have a rundown of some of the events and activities that are coming up in over the next week. And next week, I think we'll start doing our proper... I'll do a little bit of it today, but next week we'll start doing our proper kind of Panto rundown. So let's start off with things in Chelmsford. So there's an art exhibition to go to, which opened this week and is around until the 14th of December. And this is an artist, this is through Spread Creative, who are on London Road in Chelmsford. So their blurb says, there are moments in all of our lives when the heart bleeds, when it feels like our essence, our essential energy pours out of our chest and spills onto the floor. These moments of profound change remind us of the fragility of life, and maybe we're not so thick-skinned after all. Artist and designer Marsha Roddy explores this feeling through her sculptures. Their skin-like quality becomes an emblem of what it means to be human, their three-dimensional layering, a tapestry of our shattered dreams and heartbreak. However, their constant movement reminds us that our hearts are resilient and even through adversity can mend and soar again. Originally from London, Marsha's career spans over 30 years working across Europe, the US and Asia with interior commissions in Australia and private collections in Hong Kong. So mark your calendars because that's now open, running till the 14th of December. It's a lovely little gallery, Spread Creative, on 74 New London Road, and I'm very much hoping that they will be coming in the on the show very soon. And I probably should go and see the exhibition before they do that, but it's great little space, so please do go and check it out. There's a couple of walks on Monday and Tuesday that you might like. So these are at 7:30, a meeting on the High Street in Chelmsford. And in Chelmsford, there is a local, apparently referred to as Master. I have to say it like this because I usually say Master, but that doesn't work. Master of the Macabre, otherwise Master of the Macabre. That doesn't work, does it? Master of the Macabre, it will lead a walking tour of the city describing the more unpleasant and dark side of Chelmsford's history. The narration will include details of hanging, murders, ghosts, lots of witchcraft, body snatching and much more. Not for the faint-hearted, I think. Meet on the High Street at 7:30, and if you Google Chelmsford events, live events, if you go to the Chelmsford For You website, you'll find all the details there. So for families, so think about fireworks night. For families that aren't so keen on loud noises of fireworks, there's a couple of things that you might want to go to which are a bit more tempered in the noise. So there's a great community event is being held at King's Road Primary School in Chelmsford. The low noise fireworks are fantastic for anyone sensitive to loud noises, but there's also fairground rides, a bar, silent disco and much more. It's an evening that caters for everyone. They're PTA of the school are pulling on that event and to raise funds for the school. Pre-booking tickets is recommended, and that's at King's Road Primary School in Essex. That's on CM1, and that's on Thursday, 2nd of November, from 5 until 8. Staying in Chelmsford, lunchtime concert. So if you fancy something a bit more classical and a bit more relaxing, lunchtime concerts take place in Chelmsford Cathedral on Fridays. And they're really popular, often seeing audiences of 200 to 300 people coming along to this beautiful building. They also try and live stream some of those concerts as well. So anyone who prefers to watch at home or perhaps can't get into the cathedral on Fridays, you can watch those through their Facebook site. Go to Chelmsford Cathedral's website to find out more. But on Friday, Tinia Christiansen is playing the organ, and on Friday the 10th, it's Valentin Schiedmer on piano, and on Friday the 17th, it's Forest School. So keep checking out on the Chelmsford Cathedral website for more information. If your interest is more in the sort of soul and Motown, then you'd be interested to know that Matthew Winchester is back at F. Cook for a night performing all your favourite party classics live while you dance the night away. So expect Luther Vandross, Diana Ross, Marvin Gaye, all those kind of tributes whilst sipping on some lovely cocktails made by their master mixologist. Bring your dancing shoes, it says, and prepare for a night of glitz and glamour. You can have a dinner and dance. You'll be seated at your table from 7:30, lining your stomach with a traditional pie and mash, because F. Cook is traditional pie and mash, whilst the night comes alive as you choose your favourite cocktails to be made in front of you with the finest of ingredients. You can find out more from F. Cook, and they are on Molsham Street in Chelmsford, and that's Friday the 3rd from 7:30 to midnight. So if that's your fancy, a bit of pie and mash and a bit of Luther Vandross, what's wrong with that? There's also vegetarian pies available. It's just perfect. Running for its final one on the fireworks nights, there is a great event in Chelmsford every year. It's been going for 48 years. I can't quite believe this, but it's in its 48th year, attracting people from across the whole county. It's a family event for everyone. This is Saturday the 4th of November. Fireworks, live entertainment, fairground rides, fantastic food and drink. Chelmsford Roundtable Fireworks is also the only fireworks display in the city of Chelmsford, and all the money raised goes back into the local community through grants and donations. It's organised by the Chelmsford Roundtable 132, which is a volunteer organisation, and they're also doing it in Admiral's Park, which is where it is every year, in Admiral's Park on Rainsford Road. It's a short walk from Chelmsford Town Centre. I'm sure I read that these ones aren't that loud either. But that's Saturday the 4th of November from 5 until 8:30 in Admiral's Park. Definitely one to look for. And over in Brentwood now, The biggest news ever of my season in my house, anyway, is that the Hermit is back. So this is the music club for 13 to 19 year olds. It's back on Friday the 3rd of November. We've got some new musicians who are taking the lead each week to help pull together some bands and pull together this great opportunity to come and have a go, get on the stage, make a band for the night, come up practicing something that you've already been practicing at home and you want to perform it. And we're going to start off on Friday with asking all of the young people what else they want to get from the Hermit music nights each week. But it's back, and I'm so pleased that it is back. It's such a super venue, and it's free for young people to attend, so please do come along. Be prepared to get up and play, though. The whole point of the music club is for people to get the experience of playing on stage and to play with other people and to feel what it's like to be in a band. So loads of guidance, loads of support, and everyone who gets up gets a round of applause, and there is such a really lovely warm feeling in the room. So that's back on Friday. If you're interested in shopping, which some of us really are, the biggest and best Christmas shopping fair is coming to Essex, apparently. Get a head start on your Christmas shopping. I mean, these people just don't know me. I've already done half of my Christmas shopping. It started in June. But if some of other people, not like me, need to start now in October, you know, keep going. There's a lot to do, but, you know, start now. This is going to be on the 4th of November. This is the Essex Festive Gift and Food Show, packed with Christmas gifts and presents for all ages. It's really a festive market that everyone can enjoy and come along and get your friends, get into the Christmas spirit, get your stockings fillers sorted out, gifts, ideas, lots of tasty treats and all that kind of stuff. And that's the essexfestiveshow.co.uk, and of course that's happening just here next to Phoenix FM at the Brentwood Centre. You might remember a few weeks back, Local Girl Productions came on the show, three wonderful women who came to tell us about Sometime Soon, which is a love letter to friendship. Beginning in 1997, we follow this play through the story of Marjorie and Joan's lifelong friendship back to where it all started. The day after Blair comes to power, Joan is getting ready to go into town with her daughter Betty, just like any other Friday, when she receives a letter from America which changes everything. So we join Joan and Marjorie as they navigate major events of the 20th century, including the Vietnam War, the 1966 World Cup, and Elizabeth II's coronation, to name but a few, alongside the incredible women that shaped them. It's an all-female cast, Sometime Soon celebrates the extraordinary nature of ordinary women's lives and the joy that comes from having a best friend. It's a new play with original songs and music by Andrew Linehan. And as I said, it's produced by Local Girl Productions, supported by Queen's Theatre Hornchurch. That is on at the Brentwood Theatre on the 3rd or 4th of November at 7:30, or the 4th or 5th of November at 2 p.m. Please do go and check that one out. It's just beautiful. Staying with the Brentwood Theatre is a play by Alan Akeborn called Confusions. It's five interlinked one-act plays that look at human foibles and miscommunication. I have that problem all the time. With some of the cast playing several roles and some characters in more than one play, the resulting comedy is full of intrigue, novelty and variety. The humour ranges from the satirical to the farcical to the dark. So if that's your bag, let your lungs fill with laughter while you see just how many characters and situations you recognise. Brought to you by the award-winning New Venture Players. That's on the 9th of November at 8 p.m. at the Brentwood Theatre. Moving over to Colchester, here's a couple at the Mercury. A Mercury original written by Emma Louise Howell and directed by Hetty Hogson. This is a funny, fierce, feminist, one-woman tour de force. Belle was the popular girl, the IT girl, not the IT girl. They're not always the popular ones, which is wrong. The oh-so-very fit girl, now when she was 17. Now she's 24 and spends her day bossed about by her mum and the girls she 100% used to bully. So when a life-changing opportunity slides into her DMs, she carpes the diem, finds her tribe, makes her millions, and proves the worth of women worldwide, one Instagram post at a time. Except she doesn't. Written by award-winning writer Emma Louise Howell and long-listed for the BBC Writers' Room, this is a hair-pulling, fake-nail-scratching catfight against what it means to be a girl boss. And she says, I really do think this will change your life. That's on Tuesday the 31st of October until Saturday the 4th of November. And tickets there at the Mercury Theatre Colchester are about £17.50. Now, you might have heard us talking earlier on about the Grayson Perry show that I went to see a few weeks back, which unfortunately I think he had to cancel some of the rest of his tour. I think he was unwell, but I thought his show was absolutely brilliant. Well, Philippa Perry has an evening show with her. The show that you want everyone you love to go to is what it's called, and this is at the Mercury Theatre in Colchester. And this is all about how you find and keep love, and what does it mean to you to be content? Are other people just annoying, or are you the problem? So answering all of these questions and more is Philippa Perry, who's a psychotherapist, broadcaster, and The Observer's Agony Aunt, and she's also the million copy best-selling author of The Book You Wish Your Parents Had Read and Your Children Will Be Glad That You Did, and obviously one half of the Perry presenting duo on hit TV programme Grayson's Art Club. But she's live on stage for these insightful events. She'll be offering her trademark sane and sage advice, exploring how to navigate a whole spectrum of relationships, from family and partners to friends and colleagues, even your relationship with yourself. She'll illuminate how we can functionalise these vital connections so that when life throws us the inevitable hurdles, we might be better equipped to overcome them. There might be some tickets left for that on Wednesday, the 1st of November. That's this week. That's just under 2 hour show, and the tickets for that are between £27 and £30. Here is one final one at the Chelmsford Theatre. 70 minutes, 7 seasons, 1 spike. Can you imagine what this one's about? This is fresh from an award-winning run, Edinburgh Fringe. A fast-paced new production brings you the entire 144 episodes of the hit 90s TV show Buffy the Vampire Slayer, as told through the eyes of one person who knows it inside out, Spike. It's funny, it's satirical, it's bursting with 90s pop culture references, and it's the perfect parody for Buffy aficionados and those who never enrolled at Sunnydale High alike. It's created by comedian Brendan Murphy, whose last show, Friend, the one with Gunther, won Best Play at the Worldwide Comedy Awards. It's at Chelmsford Theatre, and it's on... Oh, my goodness me, I didn't put the date down. I think it's next week. It's at 7:30 and it's £26 a ticket. So if you are interested in Buffy and the Vampire Slayer and seeing all of it in a... all 144 episodes in a just under 2 hour show, then get along to Chelmsford Theatre next week for that one. But let's head off to Ghost Town. I just did the Ghost Town one, didn't I? Oh, I've got my order in out of sync, but let's go and let's have something else instead. Oh, look, it's the Season of the Witch.
Out my window, many sights to see. And when I look in my window, so many different people to be. They're strange, so strange. It's very strange to me. You got to pick up. Stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. You got to pick up every stitch. Oh no, must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch. Must be the season of the witch.
Phoenix FM.
At Active Signs and Designs Limited, our team are passionate about getting you noticed. First impressions are everything. So if you're driving a commercial vehicle, how are people seeing you? Our vehicle graphic products and well-designed signage can make you stand out from the crowd. Give the team a call on 01708 343 555 or visit us at activesignsanddesigns.co.uk and start getting your business noticed today.
Is slow broadband cramping your style? Don't buffer in silence. Join BeFibre today and experience reliable, full fibre broadband. Enjoy a seamless, free installation and access to our UK-based customer service team. This is what streams are made of. This is broadband as it should be. This is BeFibre. Upgrade your world today at b-fibre.co.uk.
Immerse yourself in the true Mediterranean essence at Leilina Modern Lebanese, nestled on Billericay's vibrant high street. Uncover the magic of our hidden garden. Sip on exceptional cocktails, savour unforgettable cuisine, and create cherished memories that linger long after you leave. Enjoy a complimentary